I want to get to HER2-positive disease and really the landmark findings of the Catherine trial. But one more ER-positive, HER2-negative question, which relates to kind of getting back to the same whole concept of biology versus anatomy, and that's the use of genomic markers in node-positive disease. I want to find out where we are today. We've been hearing some great stuff coming out of the TAILOR-X study, node-negative, but you also have the RxPONDER trial, node-positive, percolating along that hopefully we'll see some results for. But to get into that, let's hear about your 57-year-old postmenopausal patient.
Sure, yeah. This was a woman who had a screening mammography and had a small 1.2 by 0.8 centimeter mass that was identified. A core biopsy showed a grade 1 infiltrating ductal carcinoma, very strong intensity staining for ER in 95% of cells. Always a little surprising to me when you see that in ER to see nothing in PR, but she was negative for PR, HER2 negative, and her Ki-67 was 5%, and her nodes were negative on imaging. So low clinical risk, strongly ER positive, low proliferating based on Ki-67 breast cancer, and she opted for breast conserving therapy. And when we got all the tumor out, you know, the pathologist still said, yes, it's grade 1. Sometimes you'll see the grade upstage, of course. It's always important to wait and see what the overall assessment is. But she did have this 1.4 millimeter focus of metastatic tumor in one of her lymph nodes. So we had talked with her, you know, about being node positive and some of the different assays. And with her tumor being low grade like it was, low proliferation rate, I requested the Oncotype because I really thought that she'd come in low middle range and all that stuff. You know, I just think there's more, you get more information about the endocrine therapy. And the score kind of, I guess, came where you might expect for somebody who was PR negative. She came in at 20. So, you know, she has a score of 20 with a low clinical risk. And so we discussed, you know, chemotherapy. She was postmenopausal, so anything she got out of chemotherapy had to come from the chemotherapy. There was not going to be ovarian suppression. And she ultimately decided that she would just go with the AI supported by denosumab. So we have been treating her with that. I do like to get baseline bone densities. I check vitamin D's routinely. She had osteopenia, had vitamin D deficiency, so we've been correcting those and have her on denosumab, and she's done well so far.
Any symptoms or issues with her aromatase inhibitor?
Little bit of early morning joint stuff, but she's actually done quite well, unusually so, frankly.